Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Paul Perillo and Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly. And guys, this is the moment I know that I've been waiting for a while. The draft is finally here.
Yes. Extra 2 weeks this year, and it felt like an extra
yes.
2 weeks.
I can't handle this wait. Time. Can't handle the wait. We got to get going. Let's go. Let's go.
We're going to kick things off. The Patriots do have 8 selections this year. We're going to give our picks who we think they'll take in the first 3 rounds. Of course, that is pending no trades. Let's kick it off with round 1. All right, Andy, you're going to be in the hot seat. Who do you think the Patriots will go after in the first round?
Just want to clarify, you said no trades, right? Because
right.
that's what I would be doing. I'd
right.
be trading down.
I think we all would be
okay.
doing that.
I am going to go with a defensive tackle. We've done a lot of mock drafts various places, and it seems like defensive tackle might be the hot spot. I think it's a position of need behind Wilfork and Kelly moving forward. So I'm going to go Lewis Nix out of Notre Dame. I think he is a Wilfork-like player. Not a super penetrator, but more athletic than you would think for a big 300-plus pound guy. I think he's the future at the defensive tackle position. And then if something happens with either Kelly or Wilfork, you have better insurance this year. So Lewis Nix is the guy.
Okay. Paul, what do you think?
I just want to clarify. You said no trades, right?
Right. Yes. We've been over this.
Okay. No, I definitely agree with Andy. I do think that the tendency would be to move down, but right. forced to make a pick here, I'm going to stick with the defensive line, but I'm going to move outside. I'm going to go D. Ford, defensive end out of Auburn, a little bit smaller, and that's the reason why I kind of want to move down. I think he's more of a second-round guy. I think he's a really, really good prospect as a sub-rusher right away, but he's a little undersized, 6'2", about 255 or so. Really gets after the passer. I'm not sure he can hold up against the run, but he's a really, really athletic player, a guy I think could really bolster the pass rush.
Okay, well, I'm going to be the outlier here, kind of the elephant in the room.
You know you can't trade, right?
You can't trade, Jackie.
Okay, the outlier, I think, if Patriots, you know, don't trade, we're going to go round one. The elephant in the room here is the tight end position. I'm really surprised that either one of you didn't go after a tight end. I'm going offense here. I know the Patriots tend to lean defense, but I think this is just such a high area of need. There's a lot of really great tight ends this year that sounds like a lot of them will go pretty quickly. I like Jason Mero out of Texas Tech. He's one of the elite pass catchers out of this group. I've read different articles about his blocking ability, something that he needs work on, but I think the Patriots will be willing to work with him on that. I think that, you know, he had a pretty big game just as West Virginia this past year. He can do some damage. I think the Patriots could really use him on the depth chart. I mean, especially since we don't know when Rob Gronkowski will be back. So tight end is where my first pick goes. Now we're going to kick it off, round number 2.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.